We begin the current daf in Sechlis Brachas, daf Nun Zayin. We begin in the middle of the top line of the Gemara, and the Gemara continues along the theme of the previous daf, which was speaking about the concept of dreams and that how the dreams that a person has are like almost minor prophecies, and that it has different messages that are, so to speak, coded there in the person's dream. And the person has to know what the symbolism of that and what it signifies for the person. So the Gemara begins. Haraya Huna b'chaloyim. If someone sees Huna, the name Huna, spelled out Hey Vav Nun Alf, b'chaloyim in the dream, nes naslay, then a miracle will happen to him. And that is because the word Huna has a Nun inside. So the Nun signifies, in relation to the Nun of a Nes, that since he sees this name written as it is Huna, it's a reference to a miracle, a Nes happening to him. If someone sees Chanina, Chananya, Yechanan, then Nisei, Nisim Nasli, then miracles will happen to him, because since there's a few nuns, there's more than one, that means many miracles will happen to him. Haray Hespi Bechalim, if someone sees a eulogy in his dream, Minashemayim Chasu Lava Padu'uhu. Again, we're not talking about actual Hespid. He sees the word Hespid, which is a eulogy, Hei Samach Pei Dalad. That means from heaven they had Rachmanis on him and they redeemed him. And that is because the word Hesped, the hey, a lot of times is interchangeable with ches, so it's chas, having mercy on him, paid, and that he was redeemed. As the Gemara said, this is only if it was written out like this. And all these things that we mentioned, huna, chanina, or this word of hesped, that would mean that he was, so to speak, had mercy on him and redeemed him. But if it was, so to speak, if you saw actual eulogy, it means something else. Ha'ina, if someone's answering in his dream, yehei shmei rabbi mevarach, that let the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be blessed, but that means he's guaranteed to be someone that's going to be living in the world to come. Hakara Krishma, if in his dream he's reciting the Krishma, then the message is that he's fitting for the divine presence to be resting on him. Just that his generation is not worthy of it. If someone is putting on tefillin in his dream, he should anticipate greatness. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, "V'ra'uchal amei aretz," that all the nations of the land will see, "Ki shem Hashem nikra lecha," that the name of God is recited upon you, and the end of that pasuk is "V'yaru mimeka," and that they will fear you. And v'tanya, we learn in the brayser, "Rebbe Leza Gadol Omer," what is this reference to? Elu tefillin shabarayish, that means when the nations will see you, and they see that the name of God is on you, upon you, it means the tefillin that's on the one's head. And therefore, they're going to fear you. That's the idea if you're putting on tefillin, that you should anticipate greatness and that people will be in awe of you. If someone's praying, davening in his dream, simen yafali, that's a good sign for him, but fahanamili delay sam, it's only if you didn't complete the tefillah. That is, you woke up before you finished, but then that's a sign that you're close to Hashem, you're supposed to speak, because that's the concept, the main idea of tefillah is communicating to Hashem. It's not, so to speak, the result. It's not just a medium to get what you need. It's that medium, which is the main idea, to have a relationship with Hashem. But if you finished already, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done with you, so to speak. Habo al imoy b'chaloyim. If someone cohabits with his mother in a dream, then, again, this is coded messages, yitzap labin, they should anticipate understanding. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, ki im labin tikra, that only that you should call it understanding. The word im is also the word aim, that the mother is a reference to understanding. And that's why if he's, so to speak, coming together with his mother, that's so to speak, a metaphor for coming together with understanding. Habal Naira Maras. If someone cohabits or has relations with a Naira, a girl that's engaged, Yitzapala Torah, he should anticipate Torah. Again, this is what he dreamt. Shenemat, it says in the Pasig, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, that Moshe had commanded to us the Torah, Mayrasha Kilis Yaakov, that it's inheritance for the congregation of Jacob, of Yaakov, of Klal Yisrael. But the drush is, Al Tikri Mayrasha Ela Ma'irasa, that don't read it in inheritance, rather read it as a betrothal, that in other words, it's like an engagement for us, that the way that the literal translation of this drush is that it should be fresh and new, always the Torah. But the idea is that if someone is Ba'an, a Naira Ma'irasa, is coming together as a union with a Naira that's engaged, that's a reference to Torah, and that's why he should anticipate Torah. Abba alachaysa b'chalim, if someone cohabits with his sister in a dream, yitzap l'chachma, he should anticipate wisdom. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, emor l'chachma, that you should tell wisdom, achaysiyat, that you're my sister. So you see that a metaphor for wisdom is one sister, so therefore coming together with that is a reference that coming together with wisdom. Abba alishis ish b'chalim, if someone comes together with a married woman in a dream, he's guaranteed that he's going to have a shir in the world to come. And that metaphor is that he's taking his portion and his friend's portion in Gan Eden, which is compared to, so to speak, the wife of the man, which is his portion. That if someone cohabits with her, it's with the married woman, it's a sign that he's getting even someone else's portion in the world to come. But the Gemara gives an important qualification. That's only if you don't know this married woman and you didn't think about her yesterday. Because if you thought about her and you know who this woman is, it has nothing to do with, so to speak, the divine inspiration and the message from Hashem about becoming Ben Olam Haba. That's as the other types of dreams we spoke about in the previous dafim, that you dream about what you thought about during the day and therefore has nothing to do with Ben Olam Haba. Rather, it's because one thought about that woman in proper thoughts during the day. If someone sees wheat in his dream, he sees peace. Like it says in the pasuk, has some gevulich shalom, that he makes your boundaries peace. That the fat of the wheat, he will satiate you. So we see that chitim is a reference to shalom, to peace. If someone sees barley in his dream, that means his sins have gone away. Like it says in the pasuk, v'sar avoinech, that your sins have been taken away, and that your sins have been forgiven. That's sa'irim, which is sar, that it's been removed. Amrav Zeira, anoloi salki mi bavel Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira said, I didn't go up, make aliyah from Bavel, from Babylon to Eretz Yisrael. Adchazoi sar b'cham, until I saw barley in my dream, that I knew that my avarice were forgiven, I'm worthy of living in Eretz Yisrael. Haraya gefen tu unu b'chalim. If someone sees a laden vine, a full vine, full with grapes in his dream, ein ishter mapels nafam, that means his wife will not miscarry. Like it says in the pasuk, eshtucha kegefen periyah, that your wife is like a fruitful vine, and that is the metaphor of the fruitful vine, that it means that one's wife will carry full term and not miscarry. Sireka, if he sees a branch of a vine in his dream, yitzapa l'mashiach, he should anticipate the coming of the Mashiach. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, oistri l'gefen iroi, that he ties his donkey to the vine, v'l'sireka, to the vine branch, b'nei asayne, will be the donkey's foal, which is a reference to the donkey that Mashiach will come on, and that's why if someone sees the sireka, the branch, he should anticipate Mashiach's coming. If someone sees a fig in his dream, then his Torah that he has will be, so to speak, maintained inside of him. Like it says in the pasuk, that the protector of the fig tree will eat its fruits, and that's the idea that it's, if someone sees a fig, that there's the idea of protection going on over here, that it will not be lost. If someone sees pomegranates in his dream, so then it depends. Zutri, if he sees small pomegranates, then pari iske kirmai, that means his merchandise will be fruitful like a pomegranate. Ravi, if he sees big pomegranates, then ravi iske kirmai, then his business, his merchandise will increase like a pomegranate. Palgi, let's say he sees, the word palgi means half, which means that he saw a pomegranate split in half. So then imatamot chacham hu itzapotara. So again, as we mentioned in the previous dafim, that it's subjective to the person, the message of the dream, depending on the person and his environment. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he should anticipate Torah. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, eshkecha meyayin harekach, that I will give you to drink from spiced wine, which is a reference to Torah, which Torah is always referred to as wine. Me'asis rimayni, that from the juice of my pomegranate. So we see that a split open pomegranate, which is when the juice comes out, that's a reference to the person getting an aliyah in Torah. But if he's an ignoramus, and obviously the portend that he's being dreaming about is not that he's going to get Torah, then yitzapele mitzvahs. Then he should anticipate fulfilling mitzvahs. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, kefelech harimon rakasek, like a section of a pomegranate are your temples. That is that we're seeing that the pomegranate is split in half. So my rakasek, what does it mean that your temples are like a split pomegranate? That a filari konen shabach, Malay and Mitzvah Krim, that even the empty ones amongst you, that's what the word Rekasech also means. It means empty, it means even the Am Aretz, are still full, like full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate that's full of seeds. And that's the idea that even the Am Aretz that sees the split pomegranate, it's a sign that he's going to fulfill many mitzvahs. Haroya Zaysim Bachalim, if someone sees olives in the dream, so then it depends. Zutri, if he sees small olives, Pori v'ravi v'koi iske kizesim, then his business will multiply and be fruitful like olives. But v'hanamili pri, that's only if the person sees the fruit of the olive. In other words, the actual olive. Av'ilni, but if he sees an olive tree, havenle banim rubin, that means he's going to have many children, many sons. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, b'necha, that your sons, Akashili zaysim v'goyim, that they're like olive shoots. And that is, we see that when there's the shoots of an olive tree, the branches, that's coming to tell you that there will be many sons. Ikadam, that those that say haroya zayis b'chaloyim, that whoever sees an olive in a dream, shame tov yoytzaleh, that a good name will go out for him in the world. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk, zayis ranon, that a leafy olive tree, your faith, it's beautiful, pre-tire, shapely fruit. And that is the person that, as it says in that pasuk, kara Hashem shmech, that's how Hashem will call you out your name. That's the idea that having a good name out in the world is referred to when seeing an olive. As the pasuk says, that was the zayis ranon, that's kara Hashem shmech. Haroi Hashem in zayis b'chalim, if someone sees olive oil in a dream, yitzapa l'ma'or tari, you should anticipate the light of the Torah. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk regarding the menorah, that they should take for you pure olive oil, that we see the purity, the light, is related to Shemen Zayis, to olive oil, and that's to the light of the Torah, which light was light up in there by the Menorah, which is always a metaphor for the Torah that's learnt in Klal Yisrael. Haroi tamarim b'chalim, if someone sees dates in the dream, tamu avay noisav, then his sins will be, so to speak, taken away, will be complete. That your sins have ceased to be, O daughter of Tzion. That's the word tamarim, dates, is related to tam avoinech, that your sins are, so to speak, going to cease and it's not going to be there anymore. Amar Rav Yosef, haroya eiz b'chalim, if someone sees a goat in a dream, shana misparechas, that means he's going to have a year full of blessing. Izim, if he sees goats, more than one goat in his dream, then shana misparechas, then years, meaning many years, will be blessed for him. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk, that v'dei chalev izim l'lachmecha, that there will be sufficient milk from the goats for your bread. That we see that a surplus of goat milk is a significance, is a metaphor for having blessings, and therefore one will have a blessing in his year. Haroya hadis b'chalem, if someone sees a myrtle in his dream, nechasav matzlichen, then his business will be very successful. And that is just like the myrtle, that the leaves are, so to speak, perfectly meshulish, that they're in a perfect symmetrical order and they're all woven together. That's how this person's business will be, so to speak, like they say, knacking. It will go and it will continue in a perfect order. If he doesn't have, so to speak, any properties or business that it should be successful in the first place, then Yerushan, if he'll have an inheritance full from someone else. And that's the idea that whichever way it is, something good is going to happen from this. So Amar Ula and Amar Laba Masnitatan, some say we learned this in the Braisa, that it depends. But Vuhuda Chaz B'Kanai, this only if you see it on its base. In other words, it's in its place, it's still connected to the ground. Then it's a sign that a person will be successful in this business. But if it's not, then it doesn't have that same message. Haroya Estrig B'Chalim, if someone sees an Estrig in his dream, Hadir Hu Lefnei, then he is beautiful in front of his creator, Shanem, like it says in the pasuk regarding the estrig, pre-eats hada, that the fruit of the beautiful tree, kapis tamarim, and the branches of the date palm. So we see that the estrig is called the pre-eats hada, so we see that it's considered beautiful, so that's the message that the person is beautiful in front of his creator. Haroya lulav b'chaloyim, someone sees a lulav in his dream, so ein loy elulav echad la'avisha b'shamayim, so that's a sign that he only has one heart for his father in heaven. That's the word lulav, loy lev, that for him there's a heart, there's only one heart that he has, and it's designated just for Hashem. Haroya aviz b'chalim, if someone sees a goose in his dream, yitzab l'chachmei, should anticipate wisdom. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk, chachmei spachud tereina, that wisdom cries out in the street, and therefore just like the geese, they scream out, they make these noises, loud noises, it's a sign for that wisdom, which cries out on the street, it's a sign that he's going to get wisdom. And whoever, so to speak, comes together with the goose, then have a Rosh Hashiva, he becomes a Rosh Hashiva. And why is that? Because the Rosh Hashiva is the one that announces and he lectures and commands to the public, and that's the sign that he's going to have that power of the goose, and that's why it's a sign that he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva. Amar Ravash, Ravash says, Ani Rosiyo, I saw the goose, Uvasila, and I came together with the goose. Uvslakis lagula, and I attained greatness. And that is that because he became Rosh Hashiva in Masa Mechasya. Haroya Tarnagol B'chalim, someone sees a male chicken in his dream, Yitzapal ben Zachri, should anticipate a male son. Tarnagolim, if he sees many male chickens, Yitzapal ben Zachri, should anticipate many male sons. Tarnagolis, if he sees a hen, Yitzapa, you should anticipate litarbitz inna vegila, to a beautiful garden and rejoicing. Or it means that it's, you should anticipate a beis medrash. But that's the word tarbitz inna and gila, which is a beautiful garden or beautiful beis medrash. And rejoicing is the contraction of the word tarnagol, tarbitz inna and gila. That's why if a person sees a tarnagolis, it means a beautiful garden and rejoicing. Haraya beitzim b'chalim, if someone sees eggs in the dream, teluya bakashas, it means his request, his wishes are in suspension. And that is, it's unclear if it's going to be fulfilled or not. Just like these eggs, that the edible part is hidden in the shell and one does not know what's inside of it. Nishtabru, but if the eggs are broken, nasas bakashas, that means that his requests are going to be fulfilled, because when it breaks, then what's inside is revealed and we see that it actually will be there. V'chein agoizim, similarly regarding nuts, v'chein kashum and cucumbers, v'chein kol kli zechuches, and similarly all glass vessels, v'chein kol hanishbarm kele, and also everything that's easily broken, have the same metaphor, that if they're whole, that it's not clear, but if once it's broken, it's a sign that his wishes will be fulfilled. Hanichnis lekrach, someone that enters a large town in his dream, nasu lechefetzav, it's a sign that his desires will be done for him. Like it says in the pasuk, "Ve'yanchim el mechayis chavtzim," that he guided them to their desired harbor. So mechayis chavtzim means their desired harbor, but also what it means is mechayis, like the city of mechayza, it means a large city. So that's mechayis, and chavtzim is their desire. So it's a sign for this person that his desires will be done. That's the symbolism of when he comes into the large town, which is mechayis, that it's a sign that chavtzim, that his desire will be fulfilled. Hamagalech roish bechalim, someone that shaves his head in a dream, simen yafalei, that's a good sign for him, as we mentioned in the previous daf, that it's a sign of greatness and glory that he's going to have, like it says by Yosef, that before he became second in command to power, that they cut his hair and they changed his clothing. Reish v'zikna, if they cut his hair and his beard, then lo yulucha mishpachta, then it's going to be a good sign for him and for his whole family. Yosef b'ariv katan, if someone is sitting in a small boat, Shem Toiv Yoitzle, it means a good name is going to go out for him. That, in other words, when someone takes on the boat, he goes to the distance that he's going out. So same thing, that his name will be going off him. Barevi Gedoyla, if he's sitting in a large boat, then Lo Yilucha Mishpachta, then him and his family will have a good name out in the world. However, Hanemili Demadli Lui, that's only if he's, so to speak, lifted up with the boat, and that is, he's going on top of the waves. That's the idea, that it will go out and it'll be a positive thing. It'll be an elevation for his name. Hanifne b'chalim, if someone relieves himself in the dream, simen yafalei, it's a good sign for him. And that is, it's a sign that all his waste and everything, all his toxins in his body are being released, are going out. So that's why it's a good sign for him. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, mihar tzoyli pasech, that what he had to be void, it was hastened to be opened. And that is, as the pasuk over there says, v'lo yom mislashachas, that he will not die for destruction, v'lo yechzalach, he won't be missing his bread. That's a good sign for him, that to get all the waste out, you're getting all your sins out of your body. But v'hanemili d'loy kinech, that's only a good sign for him when he relieved his waste, only if he didn't wipe. Because that's a sign that he didn't have to make his hands dirty. But if he did wipe, so then that's not the same good sign as someone that just relieves himself. Ha'oil l'gag b'chaloyim, someone that goes up to the roof in his dream, oil l'gadul, that means he's being elevated for greatness. Yorad, if he comes down from the roof, yorad m'gadul, if he comes down from his greatness. However, Abaye v'Rava d'Amrit Havaye, both Abaye and Rava, they say, kivin sha'ala ala, once he went up. And that is, even if he comes down from the roof, it's not a sign that he's going to be coming down from the greatness that he attained. Hakarei b'gadav b'chaloyim, if someone rips his clothing in his dream, koyim l'gazaradin, that's a sign that they tore for him his decree of his judgment, and that is he was released from the bad judgment. Ha'oymed arm b'chalim, if someone's standing naked in his dream. So that depends where he is. Again, as we mentioned many times, that regarding dreams, it's contextual and based and subjective regarding to the person's environment. So bibavel, if he's in Babylon, so oymed b'leiched, that means he's standing without any sin, and that is because since in Chutz La'aretz a person has no merits, rather there's a sin for being there and not being in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're standing there naked, it means you're naked without the sins of Bavel. But Be'eretz Yisrael, if a person's in Eretz Yisrael and he sees himself naked, which in Eretz Yisrael there's many different mitzvahs which are totally in Eretz Yisrael, and this person is naked, that means he's Aron B'lai mitzvahs, that means he's naked without mitzvahs, that he's naked from the mitzvahs which are in Eretz Yisrael. So there would be a bad omen. Hanitpis l'sardiyot, if someone is seized by a Roman officer in his dream, Shmira Nasle. That means that there's a protection that's being made for him. And that's the sign that they're showing him that they're protecting him, that he shouldn't run away. They're holding him. That's a sign of Shmira, that they're protecting him from harm. If they put in him chains, that means they're adding even a greater element of protection. But that's only if they're tying him down with chains. But if it's just ordinary rope, that's not such a big shmira, and that wouldn't be a sign that that they're so to speak adding on a greater shmira to protect him from harm. If someone enters a marsh in a dream, nasa rosh hashiva, that's a sign that it's going to come a rosh hashiva, and that is in this marsh. There's many different reeds, big ones and small ones, and they're close to each other. That's the sign that he's going to be Rosh Hashiva, that the big people, the big Talmidim and the small people, they gather together in a great populace, and they come to hear the drasha from the Rosh Hashiva. But Liyar, if he goes into a forest, Nasar Roish L'Bnei Kala, that's the sign that he's going to become the head of the B'nai Kala. And that is, in a forest, there's only large trees, and they're not near each other. That's a sign for the one that's in charge, he's in the head of the students of the Rav, and that is, he's the Rosh of the B'nai Kala, that he explains to the Talmidim, so to speak, Chazar Sashir, after they heard from the Rav already, and now they're reviewing it, so there are certain students that don't understand what the Rav had said in his lecture and his shir, as much as they're supposed to, so he goes and he explains to them, that's the sign of this person, of the Rosh of the B'nai Kala. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Beredia, Veshu, Chazul Chama, they saw a dream. Rav Papa, the Ayala Agma, Rav Papa, that in his dream he went into the marsh, Nasa Rosh Hashiva, came Rosh Hashiva, as we said. Rav Huna, Beredia, Veshu, the Ayala, they went to the forest, Nasa Rosh B'nei Kala, he became the head of the B'nei Kala, which are the students that didn't understand as well. That is the metaphor as we explain. Igud Amri, some say that no, Tarvayu, Agma, Ali, both of them in their dreams, they went into a marsh. El Rav Papa, the Toli Tavla, but Rav Papa, that had a bell hanging from his neck, Nasa Rosh Hashiva, he became a Rosh Hashiva. And that is, in his dream, it seemed to him that he had a bell that had a knocker inside of it hanging from his neck, which was making a lot of noise. That's a siman for Rosh Hashiva, that, so to speak, he's mashmiya his call, he makes his voice heard to the rabbin, to the public. Rav Huna, Beredi Yavashu, Deloi Toli Tavlo, he did not have a bell hanging from his neck. Nasa Rosh Hashiva became the Rosh Hashiva. That doesn't speak for the public, only for those people that didn't understand the shir, which doesn't have his voice heard as far. So the Gemara comments that Amr Avashi, Ano Ailis La'agma, I went into a marsh, V'Taloi Tavla, and I had a bell hanging from my neck, V'Navchi Ban Navuchi, and it was making a lot of noise. In other words, that the bell was, so to speak, he was clapping it a lot, and that's, as we mentioned before, he became a Rosh Hashiva in Masa Mechas, and that's the idea, because he had the same dream, which was a simon with the bell of becoming a Rosh Hashiva. So Tani Kama Kamei Der Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So there was one who learned these Tanoic statements in front of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that Hamakas Dam Bachaloim Avaynoisa Mechulnoi, that whoever lets blood in his dream, that's a sign that his sins have been forgiven for him, and that is because the sins are called red. As the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Im Yadimu Katoil, if you become red like Toila, and it says in Yirmiyah in Perek Beis, Va'im Nechtem Avaynech, that your sins will become white, that it's a sign that your sins have been removed from you. So that's the idea. If you're letting blood, that means you're letting out this redness, this blood, this negativity with the sins from a person, that means you're forgiven from your sins. So the Gemara asks about Tanya, but learn the Braisa of a noise of Sidurin light. That means that his sins are arranged for him, which seems to be bad. So the Gemara answers, my Sidurin Lamach. What does it mean that his sins are arranged for him? It means they're arranged to be forgiven. Tanam Tanak Hamidra of Sheshes, Haroya Nochesh Bachaloim. If someone sees a snake in his dream, Parnasasim Muzemenesle, means that his Parnasa, his sustenance, his work, is already prepared for him. And that is just like the snake that had the earth as his bread, and that's found wherever he is. And as Rav Nissen Goyen says, that you see how different a Kaddish Baruch Hu is than flesh and blood. That is, when he cursed the snake, that he went up to the so to speak the roof of his, wherever he goes to the roof, he has his food there. He goes down, he has his food there, because everywhere he eats from the earth, that's everywhere. And since his parnassah is found in every place, therefore if they show this to a person in his dream, the snake, that's a sign that his parnassah is prepared for him. Nashcha, if he bites him, nichfalalai, then his parnassah is doubled. Hargo, if he kills him, of the parnassah, then he loses his parnassah. So Amalei Rav Sheish said to him, the one that was telling him these statements, and he says, no, if he kills him, then koshkin shenichfal parnassah, then definitely his parnassah is doubled, because you, so to speak, you overpowered the snake. Which the Gemara says, Velahi, it's not really true. Rav Sheshes who dechaz a chevel bechal mevekatle. It's only because Rav Sheshes saw a snake in his dream and he killed him. And Rav Sheshes wanted to interpret it for his benefit, and that's why he said that it's a good sign, but really the objective interpretation of killing a snake in the dream is that one will lose one's panasa. So the Gemara continues, Tana Tana Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Then there was someone teaching these statements in front of Rabbi Yochanan. They said, Kol mini mashkin yofen l'chaloyim chutz min hayayin, that all types of beverages are good for a dream, except for wine. And that is because wine is different, that yesh sheisehu b'toivloy, some drink wine and it's good for them, and some drink wine and it's bad for them. And that is, wine is a very powerful drink, that it could be for the bad and addictions, and it could be for good if someone's a connoisseur. And that is, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that a person is recognizable because in this cup, how he reacts to wine. Is it something that he uses and to an experience and to be ultra sensitive, to be aware of everything that's happening in this world and totally being and experiencing it? Or is he using it to run away from this world, and that is bad, and he's using it as an escape, as an addiction? As the Gemara shows that Yesha Seva Tevler, some drink wine and it's good for them. Shinem, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yayin yisamech levav enesh, that wine rejoices the hearts of men. But V'yesha Seva Alin, some drink and it's bad for them. Shinem, as it says in the Pasuk, T'nu Sheikha la'ovid, give hard drink to the one that's lost. V'yayin lamari nefesh, and wine to the bitter of soul, that again they use it as an escape. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana that was telling him this thing about the dream of the wine, Tani, you should learn, and add it to your learning, that Tama Chacham lo Ilm Tavlei, that our Tama Chacham, it's always good, the dream of wine. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, go ahead and partake of my food, V'shasu b'yayin mesachti, and go ahead and drink the wine that I mixed, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wine, which is the Yein Shel Torah, the wine of Torah. And that is, as we said, because the Tama Chacham is the connoisseur, he wants to experience the world. And that's the whole idea of the Torah and the mitzvahs. So for him, the wine is a metaphor always for good, because he's going to use, so to speak, reality to live and not to run and to escape. And continue on to Amud Beis. Then Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, and this is a continuation of Rabbi Yechanan, Hishkin v'nafal pasuk l'teich piv. Someone gets up in the morning, he's getting up out of his bed, and then the pasuk just suddenly falls on his lips. Harizun v'vukatan, it's like a minor prophecy, it's a sign, as we mentioned from Maharsha on a different daf, that the dreams or things that happen in the morning are, so to speak, from Malachim. It's like a minor prophecy, and it's something that a person should take seriously. Tan Rabban, we learn the Brayis, the Gemara continues with different messages that come in a dream. Shloisha Malachim him. There are three kings that a person sees in his dream and that mean different things. Haraya David Bachalim, if someone sees David HaMelech in the dream, Yitzab B'lechasidus, he should anticipate piety, being a devout person. And that's, like we say, David composed the Sefer Tehillim. Shloima, Yitzab B'lechachma, if someone sees Shloima, he should anticipate wisdom, because Shloima was a Chacham HaKaladim, is the wisest of all men. Achav, Yidigim, the Peron, if he sees Achav, who was a wicked king, he should worry from punishment. Gimel Nevi'im Heim, there are three different prophets, or the books of prophets, that someone sees that mean different things. Haroi Yosef and Malachim Yitzhab al-Gedulah. If someone sees the book of the kings, he should anticipate greatness, because it talks about all the kings in Kalai Yisrael. Yecheskel, if he sees Yecheskel, Yitzhab al-Chachm, he should anticipate wisdom, who he saw Maisim Rekavah, which is the most deepest of mystical concepts. And some take out the next one, because that else it would make it four, that Yeshaya Yitzhab al-Nachom, if he sees Yeshaya, he should anticipate consolation, because in that Sefer talks about the Nechama of the Churban. Yirmiyah Yidag from the Peronis, if he sees Yirmiyah, he should worry from Peronis, which talks about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Shleisik Suvim Gedoyim Him. There are three the large works of the writings that have different meanings. Haroi Sefer Tehillim Yitzhab al-Chasidus. If someone sees the Sefer Tehillim, he should anticipate piety, and that's because Tehillim is all about, so to speak, being mistabik and having a close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chassidus. Mishle, if he sees the Sefer Mishle, Yitzhab al-Chachma, he should anticipate wisdom again, because that was composed by Shlema Melech, and it has great wisdom in there. If he sees Eiv, Yidigim Neperonis, he should worry about punishment, because Eiv had a very, very difficult life, full of Yisur. Shleisha Ksuvim Ketanim Him, there are three minor works of writings of the Sifri Ksuvim, and they are Haroya Shir HaShirim Mechalim. Someone sees the Sefer Shir HaShirim in a dream, which Shir HaShirim is a total Yirah Shamayim and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart of every single Jew. So then Yitzhab al-Chasidus, he should anticipate Chasidus, and that is again because of Chasidus really comes from the word of Chesed, that it's someone connecting with the great kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a great relationship with Hashem and being open to whatever Hashem gives him. That's Shir HaShirim, which talks about the love and the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Kehelas, if you see Sefer Kehelas, Yitzhab al-Chachma, should anticipate wisdom. Again, that was also composed by Shlomo Melech and has great wisdom of understanding the world and all the trappings that are there and to know what's vain and what's real. Kinas, if he sees the Lamentations, Yidek min haparanis, you worry about punishments, which the kinnis talk about, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and of Eretz Yisrael. Haroi Megillas Esther, if someone sees the Megillah of Esther, Nes Nasala, a miracle will happen for him, and that's the great miracle that's hidden there in the Sefer of Megillas Esther. Shlesha Chachamim, there are three wise Talmid Chachamim that a person would see that have different meanings. Haroi Rebbe Bechalem, if someone sees Rebbe in a dream, it's Abla Chachmish, should anticipate wisdom. Rebbe was, so to speak, he put together the whole Shas, the whole old Mishnayos. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Yitzhak lo Ashiris, he should anticipate wealth. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was a very wealthy individual. And Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidek ben Aperon, he should worry about punishment because he was one of the Harugi Malchus, one of the 10 big tzaddikim that were killed by the Romans, and they skinned his skin off on by his forehead during when he was still living. So a person then should worry about punishment. Then there are Shlish Tamidei Chachamim. Before we said three Chachamim, which were senior, so to speak, wise men. Then there are Talmidechem, which are the students of the wise men, which they were people that were younger. And that's why many of them have the name Ben, that he was the son of, that they didn't have their own name because they were still too young. And they didn't have Smicha. Haroya ben Azeh b'chalem, someone sees Ben Azeh in a dream. It's Abel Chassidus to anticipate piety because Ben Azeh was a very pious individual. Ben Zayma, Yitzhak Lachach, we should anticipate wisdom because Ben Zayma was very, very smart. And like the Gemara says, Achadosh Ben Zayma was very, very smart. And Acher, if he sees Acher, Yidek min haparanis, he should worry from punishment because Acher went off the derech and he, so to speak, had a bitter end. Kol min chayis yafis l'chaloyim, all types of animals are good in a dream, chutz min apil v'hakoyif v'hakapit, besides an elephant, a monkey, and a kaput. And a kaput is a type of an animal that's similar to a monkey and it has a long tail, which is, it's called a marten. And all these three animals, because they look so different in the way they look, that's why they're not such a good sign for a person's dream. But all other animals are. The Gemara asked, well, I'm a mar, but we had said in a different place, the haroya pil b'chalayim, if someone sees an elephant in his dream, pelanasle, a miracle will happen to him. So it seems to be a good thing. So I said, loy kasha, hod the mystery, hod the loy mystery. That if he's saddled on top of the elephant, that's a good sign. But when he's not saddled, then not. Another pshat Rashi brings that the mystic means that he has a bit in his mouth, so you, so to speak, have control of him. Either one, it's talking about that you're harnessing the power of the elephant, that's a good sign. But if he's not, then it's a bad sign for a person. All types of metal are good for a dream. Chutz mimar, besides a hoe, pestle, a mattock, which is a type of digging utensil that's made out of metal, but cardamom and an axe. And that is vahanamili the chazinu b'kateva. That's only if you see them with their handles. And that is since these instruments are used to, so to speak, break and to destroy. So therefore, they're bad signs to have in a dream. Kol mini peiris yofen lachalim. All types of fruits are good in a dream. Chutz mi pagit tamar, except for unripe dates, that if they didn't fully mature, then it's sour. That's not a good dream. Kol mini rakis yofen lachalim. All types of vegetables are good for a dream. Chutz mi rashi liftes, except for turnip heads. And that is, as we saw in the previous Gemara, that it meant to get hit over the head with clubs. But then the Gemara asked, "V'homa Rab?" But Rab said, "Lo yatri ad chazoi rosh liftis." I didn't get wealthy until I saw the tops of turnips, which seems to be that it's a good dream. So the Gemara answers, "Ki chazah b'kinai chazah," that he saw it with their stems, and that is when they were still connected to the ground. But if it was ripped off already from the ground, so that's a sign that one's going to get makis, he's going to get lashes, like Barhedya had interpreted for Rava, that he was going to get hit over the head with these thick clubs. All types of colors are good in a dream, except for this bluish-greenish color, which is called tcheles, and that is because since it's greenish, someone that his face is green is a sign that he's not well, that he's ill, and that's why it's a bad sign. All types of birds are good signs in the dream. Chutz min karya, v'kfufa, v'karfaroi. That these are all types of animals that have, like, they have the cheeks are like the cheeks of a man. Those are like an owl's, and since they're very, so to speak, weird and magunim, that's why it's a bad sign for a person's dream. Then the Gemara continues, haguf, haguf, mayin, meshivin, marchivin, simin. That these are different simonim of all these things are things that have three things to them. As the Gemara begins, Gimel nechnasin leguf ve'en aguf nenmen. There are three things that enter a person's body, but the body has no pleasure from them. And they are good ganias, cherries, v'chafnis, an inferior date, upagi tamar, and unripe dates, that although they come into the body doesn't enjoy them. Shloisha einichnasin leguf, v'haguf nenemhen. Then there are three things that don't enter the body, but the body does have pleasure for them. And Elohein, they are rechitza, washing, besichin, anointing, betashmish, and usage. In other words, the feelings of and usage of other things. Shloisha mein olam haba. There are three things that are a semblance of the world to come, and that's because all these three things give a person a certain contentment, a certain menucha. Elohein, Shabbos, Shemesh, the sun. That is the sunshine that comes from the sun. Betashmish, and usage. To which the Gemara asks, Tashmish demai, what usage? Elam etashmish hamita, if it means the colloquial term of the usage of the bed, which refers to intercourse. Hamakish kachish, that makes a person weak. That couldn't be a semblance of the world to come. Eletashmish nekav, rather, means the usage of one's orifices. It means when the person that relieves himself, that he makes use of that, that's, so to speak, a certain contentment the person has after that. That's mi'ein olam haba. And these are the things of that have the semblance of the so to speak, the world to come. Shloisha meshivin daita shalom. There are three things that restore a person's mind. Elohein, and these are koil, the sound, and this is either a type of music or the sweet voice of a woman's umare, and light, v'reach, and smell. Then the Gemara says, shloisha marchivin daita shalom. There are three things that broaden a person's mind. Elohein, and these are dirana, a beautiful apartment, the ishana, and a beautiful wife, the chelnom, and beautiful furnishings. That these things, that they're so to speak, they broaden a person's mind and make it easier for a person to, so to speak, be open to different things. Chamisha, v'shisha, v'asara, simon. These are different acronyms of lists. Chamisha, there are five things that are echad mishishim, that are 1/60th. In other words, that they're 1/60th of something else. Eluhen, and these are eish, fire, devash, honey, v'shabbos, and Shabbos, v'shina, and sleep, v'chaloyim, and a dream. And what is that? Eish, a fire, is echad mishishim the Gehenna. It's the 60th of Gehenna. Devash, honey, is echad mishishim the man. It's the 60th of the sweetness of the taste of the man that the Yidden had in the Midbar. Shabbos is echad mishishim l'olam haba. It's the 60th of the world to come. Shina, sleep, is echad mishishim l'mis. It's the 60th of death. And chaloyim, in the dream, is echad mishishim l'nevu. It's the 60th of prophecy. And the idea of a 60th is always, as we know in halachas of terubas, of mixtures, of forbidden things with kosher things, that a 60th is the least amount that it could still be recognizable, and that's why it would be usher. But once it passes that, if it's a 61st, then it's not recognizable there anymore, and it's not, you can't taste it, so therefore it wouldn't have any significance. So these things are the lowest possible representation of the thing that they're representing, and that's why they call it that they're a 60th of those things. Now the Gemara continues, Shisha Dvarim, there are six things that simen yofa l'chayla, that are a good sign when it happens to an ill person. Elohim, these are Itish, sneezing, Zeya, sweating, Shulshul, if someone has a loose bowel movement, Keri, if he has a seminal emission, Vishina, and sleep, V'chaloyim, and the dream. That all these things are good if an unwell person is having them. Itush, we see from a pasuk that sneezing is good for an ill person. The chesiv, as it says, atishoisiv, that his sneezes to halor, that there are flashes of light, that it's a good thing for the person. Zeya, sweat, as we know that when a person breaks his sweat, it's a good thing for if he has a fever. The chesiv says in the pasuk, b'zeyas apecha toich alechem, that with the sweat of your brow you'll eat bread, that so to speak, if you sweat, then that's so to speak a good thing for the person, he'll be able to eat. Shulshul, if someone has a loose bowel movement, the chesiv says in the pasuk, mihar tzoya lihipaseach, that if a person that needs to relieve himself and that it will hasten to release, the loyomas lashachas, and he won't die to the pit. That's the idea, that if a person has, if he has to, so to speak, let these things out of his body, it's going to be healthy for the person. Keri, if he has a seminal emission, the chesiv, yirizera, that he will see seed, Yarech Yom, will have lengthy days. That means if he releases seed, if he has a seminal emission, that he'll if he's a chayla, then that will be he'll live long, and that it's healthy for the person. Shina, sleep. The chesiv says in the pasuk, Yishanti azinuachli, that I slept and then I was at rest. That we see that the person could finally get well if he has sleep. And chaloyim, a dream. The chesiv says in the pasuk, V'tachlimeni, that may you make me dream, V'hechyeni, and then give me life. That we see that, so to speak, dreaming is, so to speak, a certain getting well of the person's system, and that he's recovering. Shisha dvar mirapa nesachel mechelya. There are six things that heal an ill person from his sickness. For us, refuah, and that is the remedy is a complete remedy. Elohen, and these are kruv, cabbage, utradin, and beets, vesisin, yevashin, and dried pennyroyal, vekevan, the stomach of an animal, the haris, and the womb, vyeseres are covered in the diaphragm. Vyeshem afdagim gritan. Some say even small fish. And then he says, and not only that, that it heals the person, but small fish, they make fruitful and they strengthen the entire body of the person. And Gemara continues, there are 10 things that return the ill person back to his sickness, and it becomes a very harsh sickness. And Elohim, and these are, if someone eats the meat of an ox, besar shamein, fatty meat, besar tzoli, roasted meat, besar tziparim, the poultry, the meat of birds, ubeitz tzluya, and roasted egg, v'teglachas, and if he cuts his hair, v'shachalayim, and cress, v'hacholav, and milk, v'hagvina, and cheese, v'hamirachetz, and bathing, v'yeshem afagazim, some say even nuts, that also makes a person ill, v'yeshem afkishum, some say even cucumbers. As the Gemara brings, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, lama nikra shman kishum, why are cucumbers called kishuim? Because they're harsh to the body like swords. And that's why they call kishuim. So the Gemara asks, is that true that cucumbers are harsh for the body? But it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem said to her, to Rivka, that there are two nations in your stomach, in your womb. And then that al tikru goyim el game. Don't read it nations, rather read it proud ones, that they'll be wealthy. From Yehuda, Rabbi says that Elu Antoninus Rabbi, that refers to Antoninus and to Rabbi, who were great people that came from Esav and Yaakov. Shlei pasig mil shulchan, that it never was removed from the table. Loitz noy, not radishes. V'loi chazeres, and not horseradish. V'loi kashuin, and not cucumbers. Loi b'meisachem, v'loi b'meisachem. Not in the summer, not in the winter, they always had it. If it would be harsh, why would they be eating cucumbers? So the Gemara says, Likasha, haber Rabbi Rehu bezuchi. Depends. This, that it says that a harsh for a person, is talking about large cucumbers. This says that it's good for a person, is small cucumbers, that's good for a person, possibly like Kirby's. Tanaban, we learn in the Brayse, the Gemara continues on the theme of chalomis, of dreams. Meis bebayis, some dreams that there's a dead person in the house. Shalom bebayis, that means there's peace in the house. Achol v'shas bebayis, if the corpse of the dead person is eating and drinking in the house. Simen yafal bebayis, that's a good sign, a good omen for the house. Not kalim in the bias, but if the dead person takes out vessels from the house, simin ralabais, that's a bad sign for the house. As the Gemara says, Tirgim Rav Papa, Rav Papa interprets specifically by mis'an of a sandala. If he's taking out shoes and sandals, that's a sign that someone's going to be going out, that he's taking out others from the house, that they're going to be crossing over into the next world, they're going to pass away. And as the Gemara says, kol de shokol shechva, whatever a dead person takes, mali is good. Except if he's taking out shoes and sandals, that's a sign that someone's going to be passing away. Whatever a dead person gives is good. Except if he gives dirt or mustard seed, that is, if he's giving dirt, that's a sign that he's showing them that they're going to be buried, or mustard seed, which is round, which is always a sign on a velus. So up until here, the Gemara was discussing chalomis from the previous daf, talking about different concepts of dreams. Now the Gemara returns to our Mishnah that said, "The Mokim Shenekru Mimen Avodas Kelulim," that the place where Avodah Zarah, idols, were uprooted from, then we make a special bracha. So the Gemara brings a brisa. Hatan Rabban, Haroya Markulis, if someone sees the Avodah Zarah Markulis. So Taisus brings from the Ri that he doesn't know why exactly the Gemara picked Markulis more than other Avodah Zarahs. So he wants to say the interpretation that you don't have to make a bracha only on a place where they build Avodah Zarah, or it's so to speak, new, and therefore they picked Markulis because they always throw stones at it, so it's as if they're building the Avodah Zarah, but not an Avodah Zarah that was always there previously. As Taisus says, that today we don't make this bracha anymore because we see the Avodah Zarah every single day. And this that we see, we said that when one sees this, one makes the bracha only if you see it in a period of 30 days, and since we're born with it, seeing all the time, even before we see brachas, we never make a bracha on this that Avodah Zarah was uprooted from the place. So either way, the Gemara brings from the Brayse that whoever sees Avodah Zarah, or specifically Markulis, Oime, he says, Baruch Shenosen Ercha Paim L'Evrit Zayneh, that Hashem should be blessed, that he gives forbearance, he holds his anger in for those that, so to speak, go against his will, that although there's Avodah Zarah here, he lets them survive. Malkum Shenekri Men Avodis Kechavim, a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted. Ayma Baruch Sha'akar Akamaratzen. He makes the bracha, as is mentioned in our Mishnah, that Hashem should be blessed, that he uproots Avodah Zarah from our land. and you continue k'shem shenekar mimakom zeh, just like it was uprooted from this place, in other words, from Eretz Yisrael, kin te'akir m'chol makom Yisrael, so too it should be uprooted from all places where the Jews are, v'hashav lev avdim la'avdecha, and you should return the hearts of those who serve you to serve you. And that you should return the hearts of those who serve them by desire to go ahead and to serve you. And the reference here is to regards to the Peshi Yisrael, he's davening about the Jews that have gone astray and have fallen out of desire. However, b'chutz l'aretz, but outside of Yisrael, in tzarech lem, you don't have to say v'hashav lev avdim la'avdecha, that you should return those that serve them to serve you, because as the Gemara says, neshirubo evdekachem, because most of those are non-Jews, they're idol worshippers, and therefore you don't have to daven about them. It's only regarding the Jews that have gone astray. And even outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to say this tefillah to return those the hearts of those who serve them to serve you, because even the non-Jews are ultimately eventually going to convert to the Jewish nation. Shnema, as it says in the pasuk regarding the future redemption, that az efach el amim safa brua, that then I will turn all the nations into a clear tongue, is a reference that they're going to be keeping the Torah. Darsh Rav Amnuna, he lectured, Haraya Bavel HaRasha, whoever sees the evil Babylon, Tzorch Levar Chamesh Baruch, he has to make five blessings. Ra Bavel, when he sees Babylon, Oyme Baruch Shehechiv Bavel HaRasha, he has to make the bracha that Hashem is blessed, that he destroyed the wicked Babylon. Ra Besa Shal Nebuchadnezzar, when he sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king of Bavel, Oyme Baruch Shehechiv Besa Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, he says, Hashem should be blessed that he destroyed the house of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. When he sees the pit of the lions that Daniel was thrown into, or the fiery furnace that was dug over there, that was the Hanani Mishal Batari was thrown into, then he says the bracha of Hashem should be blessed that he made miracles for our fathers in this place. And Ra Markalis, if you see that, but there's Ra Markalis over there, then Oyme Baruch Shunasan Ercha Paim Levritzain, to make the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that he gives forbearance, that he holds his anger for those that go against his will. Ra Makam Shunaitlim in the Ophir, if you see the place in Bavel where they take earth from there, and that is, there's a place in Bavel that an animal cannot leave from there unless you put the earth of that place on the animal, and that's a sign of destruction and from the curse of Bavel that it is. And that's where Rashi brings from the fundamentals of Rabbi Yitzchak, that he saw that they would take over there this earth and they would make into cement for the building of the places. And at the end, that place, that it'll never be settled. And that's why they have to use it for other purposes, and it can't be planted, and nothing will come out of that place. So either way, there's two different interpretations from the earth that's taken from that area, either because the animals can't leave, or because they take it to use it for building other places, because this place will always be destroyed, it will never have a kiyum. So if one sees that place, makes the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that he says and he does, he decrees and he fulfills. And that is that he decreed that there will be total destruction in Bavel, and that was Mekoyim, it was fulfilled. As the Gemara brings an illustration, that Rava, ki have a chazi chamra, the shokel afra, that Rava, when he would see a donkey that was taking the earth, and that is that this curse of having to take the earth from that place, tarf lehu yodal gabayu v'amra, he slapped it on top of it, so to speak, to pat it, and to say, ruhuti tzadiki lemevid ru'usu demarech, he says, go run, you righteous ones, that you're doing the will of your master. In other words, that this was the curse of Hashem that you're fulfilling. So the Gemara says, the Ma'abred Ravina, ki have a motil bavel, when he would come to Bavel, have a shokel afra besudra, he would take some of the earth in his turban, v'shod levar, and then we throw it outside. L'kayim ha'shanem, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, v'tata siho b'metata hashma, that I will sweep, in reference to Bavel, clean, with the brooms of destruction. And that is, so to say, he was sweeping out the earth to show the fulfillment of this pasuk. So the Gemara comments and concludes that Amr Vashi, I didn't hear this halacha of Rav Amnuna regarding the brachas one has to say, these five brachas when one sees Bavel. However, but me on my own, I went ahead and made these brachas, and these again are the brachas that a person has to make when he sees the punishment that happens to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, as our Mishnah says, that we have to make brachas for the punishment that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah have.